seconds.
And now the act you've all been waiting for.
Now back to the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I am the smartest man alive.
Call Johnny now at 844-5600.
Funny name for a guy.
20 years of sports coverage. This is Nashville's sports original.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
And welcome to hour number three, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you, along with Jay Henson broadcasting out of the Goggin Coal Hall Studios, the coldest team in town, now offering great wages and benefits for drivers to join their winning team. For more information, you can go to their website, gogginkold.com. Coming up at 6:35, Brian Matthews joins us with auburnsports.com to preview the Auburn-Georgia matchup coming up this week. Huge game, and certainly college football playoff implications as well when you think about this matchup with these two teams. And certainly from a Georgia perspective, you know, Auburn technically, obviously, don't expect them to be one of the four playoff teams, but Georgia at number four this week, huge implications for them. You also know that Oregon, Utah paying attention out as far as in Pac-12 country as well, especially with Auburn's win earlier this year and during Labor Day weekend on a neutral site against Oregon. You know, with that come from behind a victory in the second half and pulling out the win in the waning seconds of that game. But when you look at the landscape, I go back. I mean, yes, I understand after the initial poll, you had not one but two teams in Alabama and Penn State losing after the first poll historically. And we've stated that a couple times this week. The fact that not once, not twice, not three times, four times teams lost after the second poll, which just came out on Tuesday, we had teams losing and still finding its way in as far as the playoffs. Actually, three. But then you had a team like Michigan State in 2015, ranked seventh in the initial poll. They lost, fell to 13th, still played themselves into the college football playoff. In 2016, you had Clemson after the second poll losing to a team that they were a three-touchdown favorite over, still found itself in the college football playoff and actually won the national championship. And then in 2017, not once but twice, you had teams losing. Georgia, after the second week, they lost to Auburn, just like what's coming up this week. They fell from number one to number seven, still found its way into the college football playoff. And then after 4 weeks, you had Alabama as the number one team, losing to Auburn in the Iron Bowl, didn't even play in the SEC championship game, fell to number five, and they made it to the college football playoff. And three of these four teams, two won the national title, three of the four actually played for the national championship. So a lot at stake, a lot still going on, 11 teams still with college football national championship aspirations leading into this weekend as far as November 16th. Right now, going to the hotline, talk more about this. David Basil, talk show host out of Little Rock, 103.7 The Buzz, joins us. David, as always, we appreciate you, buddy. Welcome back.
Hey, John, how you been, man?
Life is good. All right, so where do we start here? Chad Morris, I have to, major props, thumbs up to him. In August, here we are, and getting ready for a season. Took time out, had a nice long 15-minute discussion with him. He was doing everything he possibly could to sell the Arkansas program. What went wrong?
Well, Johnny, multiple things. I think, first of all, I think it was probably a lot worse than what he thought it was in terms of talent. With Brett Bielema did not leave him, a whole lot of great talent. There's some, but I think he probably underestimated how empty the cupboard was at that point. After Brett Bielema lost Sam Pittman on the offensive line as offensive line coach when he went to Georgia, I think really the offensive line really dropped off. And so I think you're still seeing the negativity of that today in terms of the offensive line. And so then I think he came in there, and I think he struggled, Johnny, in being able to connect with the Bielema players that were still there. You have a balance there between bringing in this top 25 recruiting class that he did last year, giving those guys playing time, as well as trying to balance out the seniors that were there under Bielema. I just don't think he had that connection, Johnny. I think he struggled with it. And as you saw against Kentucky and A&M, they played tough. They lost to San Jose State, but after they lost to Kentucky, as Barry Lunney and Hunter Yurecek said, I think once they lost that game to Kentucky, I think they thought the season's over with. We go to, you know, we play Auburn, we play Alabama, got blown out, and then had a chance, obviously, against Mississippi State, got blown out there in Western Kentucky. So I think there were multiple levels there, but I just don't think he came in knowing how difficult this program, what a difficult position this program was in.
Ideally, who would be the perfect fit to take over this program?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, Johnny. I don't know. You know, a lot of people say that, you know, you want to have a guy that has some SEC experience. You know, there's been rumors about, you know, multiple guys from Mike Norvell at Memphis.
SEC experience, maybe somebody who actually likes Arkansas. I wonder who that could possibly be.
Well, again, when you look at some of the folks that Hunter Yurecek has tried to hire in the past, one is a guy named Lane Kiffin.
Please don't go. Don't go there. Don't go there.
Yes.
Don't.
You have a guy like Sam Pittman that would be an out of the box kind of guy. You have a Mike Leach who has SEC experience. He was at Kentucky.
Mike Leach. Now look, I think Mike Leach would at least be interesting.
Yes. So you know what's great. So here's the situation with the Razorback fans, Johnny, is that they saw what Hunter Yurecek did with the basketball program. So, you know, he was going after Kelvin Sampson at Houston. That didn't work out. And look who fell in his lap, but Eric Musselman. And everybody here in Arkansas loves Eric Musselman, loves his attitude, loves his work ethic, loves his X and O's. So the question is, can he come up with a hire that may be outside the box? You know, is it somebody that we're not thinking of? Is it somebody, but will he make a rule? So I even heard a name, Jeff Fisher, which obviously, you know, being there in Tennessee. So I don't know, Johnny. All I know is that he's somebody that can – go ahead.
I was going to ask you, is Jeff Fisher's agent just having fun? Because you hear that name associated with Vanderbilt as well. Is it one of these things where, I haven't heard my client's name out there. I guess I got to earn – you know, he's not really going to be up for a job or anything. So maybe if I just get his name out there, float around, maybe I can get a – couple of gigs here and there for him. I don't understand.
Let me say this. I love Derek Mason, but the job at Vanderbilt is not as good as the job at Arkansas. Listen, Arkansas has more resources. Even though it's in the most difficult division in America, I think it's more attractive to take the job at Arkansas. If Jeff Fisher wants to do the Herm Edwards route, Herm Edwards has proved everybody wrong. I didn't think he would win at Arizona State, and look what he's done. He's been competitive, even though Jeff Fisher has never coached a down in college football. So I don't know. It's a crazy. Listen, a few years ago, if you remember, Johnny, you know, people were trying to decide who was going to be the next coach of the Razorbacks, and you know who it was? It was Bobby Petrino for the Atlanta Falcons.
And how did that work out? How did that work out?
Well, it worked out good until he was on the motorcycle. It worked out good until that. You know, top 10 program. And come to find out, I don't know if you heard this, Johnny, but apparently Lane Kiffin was about to take the job at Arkansas until Petrino took the job. I don't know if you heard that today or not, but according to Raiders officials, that the Lane Kiffin thought he was going to get the job at Arkansas. So
do you realize this is not a good thing to have Lane Kiffin as your head coach? I mean, do you realize
all I know is that you know who Arkansas plays next year, right?
Of what, Florida Atlantic?
Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee. Okay.
Yeah, Tennessee.
Oh, so let's hire him just to get back at Tennessee. Is that? Is this where Arkansas has fallen to? Let me ask you this. You played college football and all that. When you were in the fourth grade, when you were nine, were you paying attention to college football?
No.
All right, so that's sad because I was getting ready to make a point because I was, but I grew up in a football state. I grew up in Alabama, so you know, maybe there's a reason why we were paying attention. But the point I was going to make is this, that if you're nine or if you were nine in 2011, then you remember when Arkansas in the month of November, forget about being the third best team in the SEC West, you were the number three team in the country behind LSU and Alabama.
Right. That's right. That's correct.
So for those that...
So Johnny, for those who think, and that's what we talk about on our morning show here at 103.7 The Buzz, is that for those Razorback fans who go, well, never be there. Listen, we were there.
This decade.
We were exactly there not long ago.
Yeah, this particular decade.
Yeah. Yes.
You didn't have
That's
to go.
Right.
You didn't. You're not like Minnesota and going back when JFK was president. You know this.
Before that in Minnesota, Johnny. Come on, is that early 1900s for Minnesota? Yeah, we were there. We were there just within the last decade. That's exactly right.
Now Minnesota won the national championship in 1960. Don't you take away from Minnesota's success now?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Let's go take one step back here. And there's something that I know you're very proud of, and certainly if you're an assistant coach, you're proud of it, because usually it means a nice head coaching opportunity and a nice pay raise as well. The Frank Broyles Award. It goes to the top assistant coach as far as in football, as far as the two divisions. Talk about how this came into being and the development of it over the recent years. And obviously the individuals who have won this award, big names on this award, mainly because of the opportunities. Well, they had success, they get honored for it, and, oh, by the way, then programs say, hey, maybe we should hire, instead of going with a head coach somewhere, let's go with one of these up-and-coming assistant coaches.
Well, thanks, Johnny. I appreciate that. Yeah, I created this award 24 years ago to honor Coach Broyles and his legacy. I mean, you look at Joe Gibbs and Barry Switzer and Hayden Fry and Johnny Majors and Jimmy Johnson. All those guys were assistant coaches under Frank Broyles, and that's why we do the Broyles Award. And actually, we just announced the 41 nominees for 2019 yesterday, and probably I think 15 of the top 20 teams had a representative there. Obviously, one of the guys that really stands out, I'll just give you an example, Joe Brady. Look what Joe Brady has done.
Absolutely.
In LSU for those Tigers. And so, you know, obviously he's a guy that I would imagine has a great chance to be a finalist and be a winner. You look back, Lincoln Riley won this award when he was under Bob Stoops at Oklahoma. I can even go back, if you will, Johnny, Chris Peterson, who is the head coach at Washington. He was a two-time finalist over at that time under Boise State. Brent Venables has won this award. Bud Foster. You know, some guys are career assistants. Some guys turn out to be head coaches. It's just a great way this year, 24, to honor some of the top coaches in America. You know, some assistant coaches, Johnny, are great assistant coaches. That's all they're going to be. I will give you Lane Kiffin was a Broyles Award finalist at Alabama, under Nick Saban. So it's just a great way for us to honor, you know, the great assistant coaches in America and also honor the legacy of Frank Broyles.
I was going to be funny and say, well, I guess there's always exceptions as far as those can be really good assistant coaches and be consistently good as far as head coaches, but I don't want to take away from your award by saying such things.
Yes.
You can tell I don't have a lot of like for Lane Kiffin. It has nothing to do with what happened at Tennessee. This is the whole body of Lane Kiffin-ness, all right?
So. Let me say this, Johnny, real quick, too. Jeremy Pruitt was a two-time finalist. He was a finalist at Florida State, and he was a finalist at Alabama. So, you know, one of the issues at Arkansas, we make the analogy. Look what Tennessee has done in the last 6 weeks with Jeremy Pruitt. That did not happen with Chad Morris at Arkansas, and that's why he was fired. There was no progress. The team did not progress. They did not develop. They did not get better. You look at Tennessee, and they are. So Jeremy Pruitt is somebody we root for, Tom Herman at Texas. So, you know, not every assistant coach becomes a head coach and becomes a successful head coach. You look at guys like Sam Pittman and other coaches that are not great, you know, head coaches. But the assistant coach is the backbone of college football, Johnny. We're glad to be able to honor them.
All right, let's get back to your thoughts as far as where we stand. Are you good with – I keep saying this all the time. You know, in basketball, you know, I'm fine with 3 weeks, 64, 68, 69, whatever the case may be. I'm good with that. In college football, I mean, as I pointed out earlier, 11 teams going into November 16th still have national championship hopes because you can make the case for all 11 of them to be one of the four playoff teams. I don't, and if you start watering this down, if you expand it to eight, every year of the previous five, you're talking about a minimum of two teams with two losses, and two or three cases, you're talking about a three-team team with three losses that would have been part of your eight-team playoff.
Johnny, I do awards for Division II, Division III, and NAIA. I've been doing it for now for the last 7 years. One is the Cliff Harris Award that goes to the top, small college defensive player of the year. Listen, these small colleges have been doing you know, 14 weeks, 4 weeks of playoffs for, you know, decades. And the fact that we feel like we can't do that for FBS Division I is silly. There's no question. Let's get this sucker up to eight at least.
I just don't want it watered down. I don't want it watered down. That's all. I mean, it's fine in the other levels. Something about the purity of the FBS, former Division I, I don't want it watered down, because if you throw in an extra layer, the best team is not always winning the national championship.
Johnny, give me eight. Give me eight. That's all I want. Give me eight. I think four's been nice. Give me eight, and I'm happy with eight. I'll be happy with eight.
I cannot believe we've gone this whole segment, and you have not you have not thrown out two words. Gus Malzahn. I'm shocked that you have not thrown out Gus Malzahn.
No. Listen, I love Gus. He was an old teammate of mine at Arkansas. We made a run at Gus a couple years ago, and he got a $100 million contract out of it. So, Gus is going to end up – Gus will either beat Alabama or Georgia. He'll beat one of those two teams in the next few weeks, and he'll keep his job at Auburn. But Arkansas will not offer Gus Malzahn a chance to come back to Arkansas.
I think he's probably the only multimillionaire that I feel sorry for, mainly because of the fact that it's like, oh, we got to get a better coach. This is the Auburn fan talking. I go, you realize your two losses. You see the teams you've lost to?
Now, yes,
you're talking about
yes.
number one, and there's Florida, and you're like, oh, we have a lousy coach. This year, that was that Nick Saban cloud hanging over Baton Rouge, and it extended over to Auburn as well.
Well, I've seen Alabama play in person, and I've seen Auburn play in person. If Auburn can just create a few first downs, I think they're good enough to beat them at home, just like they did 2 years ago. I may be wrong, but you're right. Boy, I tell you, it's a love-hate relationship there in Auburn. But Gus had the chance to come back to Arkansas a few years ago. He saw the talent situation much better at Auburn than Arkansas, and that's why he stayed.
Lane Kiffin at Arkansas, huh?
I don't know. Who knows? Listen, we just want some wins, Johnny.
Oh, that's right, because I remember when Bobby Petrino had the wreck with the girl on the back that wasn't his wife,
yes.
And the fans said, "We don't care as long as he's winning games. He can do whatever he wants."
I think probably about 65% of Arkansas Razorback fans would take Bobby Petrino back in a second. I'm just telling you. You know, I had him at the Touchdown Club a few weeks back. And he apologized for what happened and got a standing ovation. Listen, we're at the low point, Johnny. We're at the low point. We played football for 100-plus years at Arkansas, and this is the lowest we've ever been.
Well, you know, I go back. Here we are celebrating 150 years. And if you go back the 100th year, I mean, you had President Nixon on side. You had Arkansas taking on Texas, a game moved from the start to the end of the season. So you had a number one battle there. I mean, that was 50 years ago. 50 years ago.
Johnny, you have to be over 50 to know that information. So you and I can understand that. But kids today have no idea. Yeah, Arkansas used to be in the 60s along with Alabama and Texas were the top three programs in America with Frank Broyles. And even with the same recruiting base he has now, he got it done. One day, Johnny, Arkansas will win again. I don't know how long it will take, but one day Arkansas will win again.
Well, we've heard from you. Before we let you go, it's the Christmas season. You know, I'm going to say it's Christmas season because Thanksgiving 2 weeks away. So the holiday season, Christmas season is upon us, right? So what would Lou Holtz think about this situation with Arkansas right now?
Hey, Johnny, if I was still the coach of the University of Arkansas, we wouldn't be talking about winning two football games. We'd be talking about going to the national championship. And don't you forget it, Johnny.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Very good.
love Lou Holtz. Lou was a great coach. We love playing for Lou. We certainly did.
Did you have to like keep like an umbrella as when he was talking so he didn't get spit all over you when he was talking?
If you sat on the front two rows when he walked in, that's exactly right.
That's
he spit, but that's okay.
That's like going to SeaWorld back in the day. Same thing applies.
That's it. Yes.
Hey, David, thank you as always. Hats off to you. I wish we were closer as far as distance because I always love having you on the show. It's always fun to be around you during SEC Media Days as well. But happy holidays to you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And we certainly look forward to talking to you down the road.
Thanks, Johnny. Great to catch up, buddy.
Lane Kiffin, Arkansas. There you go. And you know what you could do? You could do me a personal favor. Get Kendall Briles out of Florida State. Bring that baggage. Wait, that's not even baggage. That's like you're going on the Titanic or something. Bring that luggage to you. He could be your new head coach, and you can get him out of Tallahassee. Kendall Briles, we're campaigning for it now. Thank you, David. Thank you, buddy. David Basil, talk show host out of Little Rock. Always fun visiting with David with 103.7 The Buzz. Still coming up this hour, Brian Matthews out of Auburn to preview Auburn and Georgia. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.
Good afternoon. Still crazy slow out here in certain parts of town. 65 now trying to get down into Brentwood is very heavy. 8th in division that was tied up on a crash a few minutes ago. Still working that earlier accident. It's there at Kentucky Avenue at 51st. 40 westbound there near Demobrium and Broadway as you come out that south loop. Get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart fares save you 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2544. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place which combines the best of bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers is the answer. Experience a great time with family, friends, and co-workers at Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. With 5 centers in Middle Tennessee, there's a location near you. Book your next party or event, from birthday parties to family reunions. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers is also great for fundraising events and company parties as well. For more information, go online to strikeandsparebowling.com. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area, as well as enjoying enhanced fun in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. And remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street. Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we held goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 11/30/19.
Tri-State Forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan Forecast. As we progress through your nighttime hours, expect partly to mostly cloudy skies with a low of 27 degrees. As we start that weekend on your Friday for those daytime hours, sunshine throughout the day, sunny skies, high 47. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR's Jimmy O'Neill.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Call the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show now. 615-844-5600.
Welcome back. Johnny Ballpark Franks with you, along with Jay Henson, broadcasting out of the Goggin Cole Hall Studios. This segment brought to you by Penn Station East Coast Subs. Check them out. Hermitage, also the two locations in Murfreesboro, Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. All this month, try the Founders Special. It's the cheesesteak sub with a splash of teriyaki and extra cheese, along with fresh-cut fries and drink, all at a special price. Penn Station, it's all about good taste. As far as on tap tonight, we have the Week 11 kicking off as far as the NFL with the Cleveland Browns. They were hoping. It was almost like all the networks were just hoping the Browns would be special. They're special, all right. Special all kind of mess there as the 3-6 Browns. They're a 2.5-point favorite at home. I actually think they get it done tonight at home against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh entering this game, the Steelers, one of the two hottest teams on the AFC side of things, winners of four straight, put themselves in. So right now they played themselves into a playoff spot, but now they just got to keep on winning. So that starts week 11 of the NFL. As far as the college football landscape tonight, you have one battle in the ACC. And once again, as far as who's going to play Clemson, as far as the ACC championship, over 1,000 scenarios still going into this weekend as far as the ACC. And this is, you know, one of those impactful games tonight as Pittsburgh at home, the Panthers playing host to North Carolina. Pitt, a 4-point favorite home. I like Pitt in this one. I love the season that Mack Brown and North Carolina, what they've done to this point. Just something tells me Pitt gets it done tonight at home. And then finally, you've got Buffalo, the only other college game tonight of significance. Buffalo, a 6-point favorite on the road, taking on Kent State. Coming up, when we look at the landscape as far as college football this weekend, the fact that, first of all, when you look at the college football playoff poll, the second rendition of it, which was released Tuesday night, all 25 teams in action this weekend, including four teams where they're top 25 matchups. You've got fourth-ranked Georgia at number 12, Auburn. You have Minnesota ranked 8th at 20th-ranked Iowa. You have 10th-ranked Oklahoma at 13th-ranked Baylor. And then finally, you've got 16th-ranked Notre Dame hosting 23rd-ranked Navy. This is the first time since 78, as far as Navy and Notre Dame is concerned, where both teams are ranked in the top 25. Also, all indications, 273 straight shutouts, excuse me, sellouts rather, 273 straight sellouts in South Bend dating back to 1973, second longest streak, only behind Nebraska. All indications, it will come to an end coming up on Saturday afternoon with that 1:30 kickoff.
Yeah, well, the top 25 team like Navy, who's 7-1 coming to town, I mean, I just can't believe that the streak will end then. I mean, I know it's going to be 35, but it's not going to be raining, so I don't get it.
I think it has to do with Notre Dame being 7-2 also.
And, well, true, yeah.
The disappointment, especially with the fact this team was a playoff team last year, I think that's where that's where the big problem comes. All right, coming up on the other side, once again, a chance to talk Auburn and Georgia. Our good buddy Brian Matthews joins us. He's with AuburnSports.com, part of the Rivals Network. Hey, like to tell you a little bit more about our friends at the Klein Press and Law Group here in Nashville, a proud supporter of the Atlanta Braves, along with the Southeastern Conference. They've got over two decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Now, their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Press and Law Group, they've represented clients from state and federal courts throughout the state of Tennessee, all the way to United States Supreme Court. If you want more information, go to the website, Klein with a K, KleinPrestonLaw.com.
Good afternoon. Still crazy slow out here in certain parts of town. 65 now trying to get down into Brentwood is very heavy. 8th in division that was tied up on a crash a few minutes ago. Still working that earlier accident. It's there at Kentucky Avenue at 51st, 40 westbound there near Demubrium and Broadway as you come off that south loop. Get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart fares save you 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2544. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Nashville Sports Radio is your home for Ensworth Tigers football.
What a hit! Julio Malone says, how do you do, sir?
With their 33-29 win over McCauley, Rock Batten takes his Tigers to the postseason.
What a play on the jet sweep for Elijah Jenkins' sonic first down.
The Ensworth Tigers hit the road on the 15th, heading to Memphis to take on Briarcrest High School.
Good job, Tigers! It's Bullock to Lawrence from 29 yards out. And the Tigers regain the lead.
Join the WNSR broadcasting team of Jonathan Schaefer, Greg Pogue, and Dan Bradley as they bring you the play-by-play live from Memphis.
It is a DOA Tigers touchdown! Gerard Bullock from 9 yards out! And the Tigers are going to the playoffs! Your Ensworth Tigers clinch the third seed
in the Division II 3A playoffs from the East Middle Region.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Whether having heating concerns during the cold winter months or looking to cool off those hot summer days, nobody in Middle Tennessee is better equipped to serve your needs than Lanham's AC Service, your local Rude Pro partner. From heating and cooling issues to water heaters, you can count on Lanham's AC Service and Rude HVAC equipment with a system that fits your unique needs while doing it right the first time. Serving the area for over 30 years, owner Brian Eskew and his team are dedicated to providing the best possible solutions for your home or business while providing reliable and honest service for Nashville and Middle Tennessee. And they do it with the name brands like Rude you have come to trust. I should know, I have a new Rude in my house and have been a customer for almost a decade. And remember, financing is available and they service and repair all brands. So call today to schedule a service or maintenance call, 615-969-9065. That's 969-9065. Or go to lanhamsacservice.com.
Listen to the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show online live at WNSR.com.
Welcome back. Johnny Ballpark Franks with you, broadcasting out of the Goggin Cole Hall Studios. A big game, not just in the SEC, but also college football playoff implications, the Pac-12 paying attention, Auburn, Saturday afternoon, the SEC game on CBS playing host to the Georgia Bulldogs. And to talk more about this game, Brian Matthews, he covers Auburn for AuburnSports.com, part of the Rivals Network. Brian, thank you as always, and welcome back to the show.
Oh, I appreciate you having me. So it's big game week and excited to be a part of it and get to cover it.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, if you have these conversations all the time, I'm sure, from Auburn fans. I have a family full of Auburn fans in it. And the first thought is like a disappointing season for the Auburn Tigers. But here they are, 7-2, ranked 12th in the playoff rankings. There's 130 teams out there, just a reminder, and there's 118 teams below Auburn right now. The only two losses, number one LSU, number 11 Florida. To me, that's not a bad season, especially the fact that you had opportunities, especially against LSU. But, you know, the only thing that matters is the W's, and that's it, right?
To a point, yes. But I think, if Auburn was to make this magical run through November, I think everybody involved with Auburn will look back on this as one of the best seasons of the Gus Malzahn era and one of the best seasons last couple of decades for Auburn. I think the opportunity is still there for Auburn to have a special season. It starts this Saturday.
Well, and I said back in July, I thought that the team was going to finish be in a situation where I thought they would be 10-1 going into the Auburn game. I really felt like back in July that they would be able to beat LSU. And also had them circled to beat Georgia. Well, LSU didn't happen, but boy, if you only lose by 3 to the team that's currently number 1 in the college football playoff rankings, that's not a bad thing. I still go back to, I have so much confidence in Auburn's ability on Saturday to beat Georgia. I'm not thinking it's going to be close or anything like that, that they're going to come up short at the end. I really feel like Auburn will get the job done on Saturday.
I actually agree with you, and I think there are some obstacles for Auburn to overcome. They've struggled running against good defenses, and Georgia has the best rushing defense in the country. Statistically, just amazing what they're doing. And so that's an obstacle. But Auburn's playing at home, and they play so much better at home. And I can go back to that 2017, season that beat number one Georgia and number one Alabama. Back-to-back games there. And, I think this Auburn team, with the way defense plays, with the way that crowd is going to be Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, and they've just got a chance to do something special here. And even though Georgia may be more talented, 1 through 22 and, 1 through 85 on the roster, that doesn't always matter in a game like this, in a rivalry game like this. And I'm putting a lot on that home field advantage. I just think Auburn's going to find a way to pull it out.
This is one of these weird situations this weekend with Auburn and Georgia, where if you're Alabama, you want Georgia to lose. But at the same time, a impressive win by Auburn over Georgia, for at least temporarily, makes it look bad in the sense that it makes Oregon look a lot better, at least until you're Alabama and you play Auburn in the Iron Bowl at the end of the month.
Well, that's right. And, I think for Auburn, I've seen people talk about how Auburn could have had this major effect on the college football playoff, et cetera, et cetera. But to me, this game is more about Auburn, from Auburn's standpoint. They don't need to be worried about what's going on with Alabama or Georgia or Oregon in the playoffs or whatever. They need to be worried about themselves and taking care of business and, not taking what I think is a championship defense and some talented players on offense. Not just settling for 8-4, but taking that to the next level and making this a special finish.
What about from a standpoint with regards to the 2020 recruiting class and the importance, for, individuals on the fence, considering Auburn, maybe consider two or three other programs, the importance for them to see that Gus Malzahn and this team moving forward, heading in the right direction and feeling like these individuals can be the difference maker moving forward next year?
Well, games like this can be big for recruiting. Auburn's going to have a ton of top recruits here, not just in the 2020 class, but in the, juniors and sophomores, and maybe even some younger players here will be there. These kids want to come to games like this, and when they get a taste of the atmosphere, it can help make a difference or can begin to sort of plant that seed for the future. But you look at Auburn's current class, they've got 20 commitments now. I think they're going to sign close to 20, maybe a little bit more. In another month, I think December 15th, somewhere around that, is the signing day. And having this many commitments early, and a lot of other schools do too, allows them to just focus on those last few top targets, those last few positions to fill, and put a lot of effort into those players. And, something like this, something like a big finish, and, everybody being more confident in Gus, and, sort of putting aside the negatives that other schools are using because Auburn right now can be really big for recruiting and finishing up that class.
As far as from the standpoint of the way the fans view Gus Malzahn in this position, tell me the difference. Here we are at 7-2 and with three games to go in the regular season. The difference between an 8-4, a 9-3, and a 10-2 finish.
Well, I think the difference between either 8-4 or, winning 1-2 or winning both is huge. I just don't think people are going to accept Auburn losing both these games at home and finishing 8-4. They're not going to accept that very easily. I think it's going to really leave a bad taste in the mouths of Auburn fans and alumni and supporters of the program. So that's going to be really, really tough. I think it's important for Gus. I'm not saying he's going to get fired. I'm just saying it's going to make a lot of people very, very unhappy going into the offseason. That's what happened. So it would be big for him, this program, everybody involved, for him to win one and potentially two of these games.
When we look at freshman quarterback Bo Nix, and, you couple of plays against LSU, especially at the end of the first half, where you don't throw the pick, the interception, you have a field goal opportunity, which ended up being a huge a difference maker as far as that game. And then you go back to even the Florida contest, that loss, where a couple of decisions, if you don't make them, you just eat the ball, whatever, you're still kicking field goals, and you're talking about an Auburn team could have been down only by four with the ball with 4 minutes to go. How much you think Bo Nix, how much you think he has learned from that, and to be able to, in similar close games, whether it's Georgia, whether it's Alabama, how he'll be able to utilize that, because he's had success in those moments as we go back to week one against Oregon, and he's also, you know, he's had his downs in these moments as well.
Yeah, and by the way, I've called Bo Pat or written the name Pat Nix several
anytime you deal with, well, and for those that don't know, Patrick Nix, if you haven't watched an Auburn game, Patrick is Bo's dad, and Patrick was the former starting quarterback for the Auburn Tigers back in the 90s. So it's tough to separate the two at times.
It can be. And I'll say this. You look at Bo on the road, he's completing less than 50% of his passes. And he's thrown all six of his interceptions on the road. At home, he's completing over 65% of his passes for the majority of the yards and four touchdowns and no interceptions. So it's a huge difference. Now, part of that can be skewed because he played Florida LSU on the road. But he put up decent numbers against it was Texas A&M and definitely against Arkansas on the road. So he's had some other good opponents to sort of balance that out a little bit. But clearly, that's going to make a big difference for him, and I would expect him to be a much more efficient player, much more of a playmaker Saturday than you've seen him maybe against the LSUs and the Floridas in that situation where they had so many struggles, so many false starts trying to deal with the noise.
Are people already missing Derrick Brown to that front line? I mean, he still has a few more games to go in that Auburn uniform, but, you know, we use that word special. He's a special player. We use that all the time. Derrick Brown is a very special player.
I called him and Marlon a grown A-man on another show I did earlier today. You know what I'm saying? But they are both great SEC players, I think. Both those guys are playing at an All-American-type level this season. They've split three SEC Defensive Player of the Week awards between them, three apiece. And, you know, I would expect them to come out and play just lights out. I mean, just really get after. I know Georgia has a really good offensive line. It's going to be a great matchup there. But, you know, Derrick and Marlon are special players. You know, expect them to step up in a big game like this.
You know, what are your other thoughts, too, away from Auburn, looking at the West and also the SEC East as well? How do you feel like this season has played out? Well, I think we just lost.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, let's try that one more time. Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can.
Okay, yeah. You know, from watching LSU early season, I just, the more I see them, the more they seem like a team that best team to me. They, to me, seem like a team that's going to win the West, which obviously they're the big favorites now, win the SEC championship and have a great chance to go on and win the national championship. Just really impressed with them and Joe Burrow and everything they've done this year. You know, that staff deserves a ton of credit for it. You know, it looks like unless Georgia stumbles twice, right, they're gonna win the East for sure, I think. And you know, as far as getting two SEC teams in, I don't see it. I don't think Alabama's played a good enough schedule to deserve it, even though if they were to beat Auburn, they'd probably be stuck in there no matter what. But to be honest, I think Auburn's going to come up with two really big wins in November, so we'll see if I'm right.
Before we let you go, let the listeners know again what they can expect when they go to auburnsports.com.
Well, I appreciate that. And we'll have tons of coverage. Of course, we have all week leading up to this big game at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Auburn's got a basketball game up to 3-0 start. They play Friday night here at home. I have coverage of that. And then it's a huge recruiting weekend, and we'll have plenty of coverage of all the top players that will be in Jordan-Hare and visiting over the weekend.
Brian, thank you again. Have a great week. Enjoy your Saturday college football atmosphere there. I know it's going to be a special atmosphere at Jordan-Hare Stadium on Saturday with Georgia coming to town, but thank you as always for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Brian Matthews, AuburnSports.com is the site, part of the Rivals family. This segment brought to you by our friends with Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. If you're looking for a great place under one roof that combines the best of bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment, and you can keep up with your favorite teams on the TVs located throughout as well, what am I talking about? Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. And with five centers in Middle Tennessee, there's a location near you. It's great for family reunions, holiday parties, birthday parties, and more. You can get more information by going online at strikeandsparebowling.com. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area, as well as enjoying enhanced fun in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also with laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. And remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. We still have some time if you'd like to weigh in. 615-844-5600 to the top of the hour. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.
Good afternoon. Still crazy slow out here in certain parts of town. 65 now trying to get down into Brentwood is very heavy. 8th in division that was tied up on a crash a few minutes ago. Still working that earlier accident. It's there at Kentucky Avenue at 51st. 40 westbound there near DeMaubrium and Broadway as you come out that south loop. Get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart fares save you 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2544. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
His favorite bourbon, her favorite bottle of wine. Magic moments begin at Brinkman's Wine and Spirits in Brentwood. Whether hosting a party or just looking for a nice bottle of wine for dinner, you can't go wrong with Brinkman's Wine and Spirits with an impressive array of wine and spirits to choose from. How many times have you been in a supermarket wandering up and down the wine aisle, getting more confused and frustrated by the minute? When you ask for help, they know less than you do. Tim Brinkman and the staff at Brinkman's Wine and Spirits will make you feel welcomed and appreciated. They have a passion for personal service to help you make the best selection for your specific taste and budget. The originator of local bourbon tastings, there's always opportunities to discover new spirits and wines. Looking for gift ideas? They can assist you with suggestions for all occasions. Rediscover Brinkman's Wine and Spirits located at 7110 Town Center Way, just east of Franklin Road and the roundabout by the Brentwood Post Office. Good, better, Brinkman's.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
Winter's coming.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Coming this Christmas, a man.
Hey, Bill King here.
His listeners.
Rob in the 210.
And Biscuits.
I don't know if we realize how fortunate we are to have Music City, Todd. That is a world-class facility.
Winter is coming.
Commitmas 2019. Wednesday, December 18th at Barline. In the Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue South, downtown Nashville.
We appreciate you. Appreciate WNSR.
Join the Bill King Show and celebrate National Signing Day.
Oh my God, Bill King just read my tweet.
For more info and Commitmas gear, log on to WNSR.com and get your special Commitmas rate at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Commitmas 2019 from the Omni Nashville Hotel, the Bill King Show, and WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Winter is coming!
This is Johnny Ballpark Franks inviting you to join me every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon for the Countdown to Kickoff Tailgate Show. I'll have college football insights from the SEC to the Top 25, interviews, scoreboard updates, and more. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, Penn Station East Coast Subs, real estate agent Richard Courtney, Inns Bank, Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, Casa of Nashville, and Klein Preston Law Group. Every Saturday morning at 10 on Nashville Sports Radio.
Listen live online to the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show at WNSR.com.
Welcome back. Johnny Ballpark Franks with you, along with Jay Henson, broadcasting out of the Goggin Cole Hall Studios. A big thanks to our visitors to the show today. First of all, Scott Hamilton. That's right, the Scott Hamilton, the 1984 gold medalist figure skater as far as the Olympics. A very special event coming up on November 24th here in town. It's Sunday, November 24th, 5 p.m. It's the fourth annual Scott Hamilton and Friends event. Combining the best of skating and the best of music, too. And it's just, if you have not had a chance to check one of these events out, I had a chance to see the first three events with my wife. We had an incredible time. You will, too. We're talking about the world's best Olympic, world, and national champions as they skate on the ice while performing to live music with the likes of, you know, this event's co-hosted by Sheryl Crow, just like Scott Hamilton, both cancer survivors, but this year's musical guests, Kenny Loggins, Gavin DeGraw, Bart Millard of Mercy Me, Jonathan Cain of Journey, for example. And the best part, the proceeds benefit the Scott Hamilton Cares Foundation, which is dedicated to changing the future of cancer by funding advanced, innovative research. So it's just an incredible event. Tickets can be found, by the way. You can go to Ticketmaster or any of the Ticketmaster outlets, or the Bridgestone box office. But once again, the fourth annual Scott Hamilton and Friends event, Sunday, November 24th at 5 p.m. Also, Joe Rexroad, columnist with The Athletic here in Nashville, talking Titans, Vols, and Vandy. Doug Segrist joined us out of Birmingham, formerly with the Nashville Banner. Now he's a co-host on the TV show The Zone, heard on or viewed on Sunday nights on ABC 3340 down in Birmingham. And then earlier this hour, good buddy David Basil, never boring when we
never
have David
a dull
on.
Never a dull moment with him.
David, talk show host out of Little Rock with 103.7 The Buzz. And then finally, Brian Matthews with AuburnSports.com. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow morning, check out The Bill King Show, followed by Greg Pogue and The Big Joe Show. Their final show, by the way, next week. It starts the Greg Pogue and the John Burton Show. Yeah. But tomorrow, on location, Southern Steak and Oyster. So check that out. And then you have, of course, Jim Rome coming your way from 11 to 2. And then from 2 to 4, the George Plaster Show. And then our show at 4, getting you all set up for the weekend. High school football playoffs, week 11, as far as the NFL is concerned. Another outstanding week of college football with all types of playoff implications. Once again, going into this weekend, 11 teams with national championship hopes. 11 teams that you can see a realistic path for them to be one of the four playoff teams. And here's the thing, you know, here's an LSU team that's fresh off of a emotional win against Alabama. We've got an Ole Miss team that is, 80%+ of their offense from freshmen on the team. Mm-hmm. John Rhys Plumlee, LSU is going to see something in him that they haven't encountered, a quarterback that runs like he does. LSU's a heavy favorite, but, upsets happen all the time.
Crazier
in the SEC.
Things have happened.
It's like Clemson. Clemson's got a tough game this weekend. And the only one I see that it's like no problem as far as these 11 teams I'm talking about, Ohio State at Rutgers. I saw this stat earlier. I think it's the biggest point spread in the last 40 years for a Big Ten matchup. And, that's how lopsided the Ohio State-Rutgers contest is as far as the spread. But Clemson, they host Wake Forest, coming up on Saturday. And it just makes me wonder, does Clemson have another game where, although they're heavy favorites, they lay an egg? Wake Forest did not look good last week. But Wake Forest, all year long, has looked good.
Yeah.
So can Wake Forest play like they have been playing? Or are they going to play like they did last Saturday? We'll find out. 2:30 start time, by the way, for that Clemson game as they host Wake Forest. So that's going to be a key one. As we talked about this with Brian Matthews with AuburnSports.com, if you're Alabama, you want Auburn to beat Georgia. If you're Oregon, you want Auburn to beat Georgia. And then if you're Alabama, then you want to beat Auburn. But, for at least this weekend, you've got two teams that have different agendas, both wanting Auburn to beat Georgia coming up this weekend.
And who would think someone that says Roll Tide would say War Eagle?
And also the other thing, too, Bam at Mississippi State, we don't know yet whether or not Tua Tagovailoa plays he's going to be a game-time decision. And I bring it up because he's three touchdowns away from being in the top five career passing touchdowns list as far as in the SEC. He'll be tied with Chris Lee and Tim Tebow. If he throws four, if he plays Saturday and throws four, he'll be tied for fourth with one Peyton Manning.
And Peyton played 4 years.
Yeah, all Tua's only played two. Everybody on the list has played 4 years. And then you get Tua with, you know, he saw mop-up duty except for, you know, that second half of the national championship game in 2017. Then he was your starter last year and then started this year, although he did miss, you know, what the contest after the Tennessee game, so the Arkansas contest. All right, as always, we know you have choices each and every day, and we appreciate you making our show and our station a daily destination. Don't forget, tomorrow being Friday, also our weekly visit with handicapper Lee Sterling with Paramount Sports and ParamountSports.com at 5:05. For Jay Henson, Johnny Ballpark Franks, have an incredible Thursday night, everybody, and do us both a favor and make it count.